Money and Happiness. Today in Atlanta, Georgia, a panel of economists discussed how these two abstract ideas are intertwined. The American Economic Association is holding its annual meeting in Atlanta. As it turns out, people are quite eager to talk about this concept, does money buy happiness? Here are a few ATM users on a Washington, D.C. street corner.
Well, always money is happiness, you know, make your life happiness. Some people, whenever they get a million, they want another million and on, you know.
Money figures a lot. I'm not making money like I used to, and I'm more accommodated to what I was making before. So I do like material things, so yeah, definitely money, more money would make me happy.
You have to have money to provide a good quality life for you and your family, but I don't personally believe that money equals happiness.
I know I'm much more happier when I have money than when I don't have money. It makes me very happy to have money. I'm still paying for college right now, and there's a lot of stress, a lot of worries, a lot of medical bills. I mean, me and my family wouldn't need anything if we had money, so.
Of course, money is the issue, but health and strength is the important thing that money comes for. Money do means a lot right now in the United States.
Abdullah Bell Isle of Washington, D.C., Mike West of Stafford, Virginia, Denise White of Annapolis, Maryland, Sharon White of Temple Hills, Maryland, and Cato Phillips of Reston, Virginia, at a sidewalk money machine here in Washington. Richard Easterlin didn't make it to the official conference on money and happiness in Atlanta. He was happier to stay at home. He's a University of Southern California economics professor. 25 years ago, he was the first to look into the relationship between money in the bank and a good feeling in your heart. His old work dealt with relative happiness, the idea that if your income was above average, you were happier than people who had incomes below average. His recent work has focused on another factor.
And that is a phenomenon that psychologists call hedonic adaptation. It means that as your income goes up, initially you feel happier, but eventually that feeling wears off and you're back where you started from.
Professor Easterlin compared two groups of people. One was well-educated, the other far less so. What he found out wasn't exactly surprising.
The more educated group has more income, and therefore they're better able to achieve their aspirations and they're happier. So when you compare them initially, the better educated group is happier than the less educated group. They have the same aspirations, but the better educated group is able to attain those aspirations better because it has more money.
But if you look at it over a lifetime, Professor Easterlin discovered, things change. Although better educated people make more money and achieve their goals quicker and easier, they don't actually end up happier than poorer people with less education.
When their income goes up, they keep raising their aspirations commensurately with their higher income. So they don't improve their well-being compared to the other group because their aspirations have grown more than those of the other group.
In the end, Richard Easterlin says, both groups end up believing they'd need about 20% more income to be happy. But that 20% represents a lot more money for the rich, so they have a harder time reaching their happiness goal.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I want more.